Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And Not So Nice.
And welcome to our Reel on the Reel, where we'll be debriefing season 14, episode 4 of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. In today's episode, we saw Melissa and Joe saying farewell to Antonia, sending her off to the University of Delaware. We had a very fun party for a very special lady, Biscuit, of course. Although, you know, we did refer to her as a couple different names, but
Bitch being the one.
But I won't say that, but Not So Nice will. And we also hosted a lovely charity event to support local hospital workers. This was a great episode. I'm going to pass the mic over to Spice and see what she has to say.
Okay, so I thought it was really cute that they had a full-on party for Biscuit. I think that's the first thing. So
I know.
That was kind of cute. And then having all the women there and then bringing their dogs and the little show. So that I thought that was a really good way to start things. To be honest, though, I still feel bad for Jennifer's daughter. Like, it seems like it's like such a stretch to get her involved in things. Maybe have some time with her friends. I don't know. Like, if she's going to have if she's going to have the ladies over, have them over. Fair enough. If you want to have a party for her dog, that's okay too. But I think she's really trying to make her daughter feel included. I don't know if this whole platform as far as Real Housewives is the way to go. That's just kind of how I feel.
For sure. I thought, you know, last episode we did talk a little bit about Olivia being so involved. And, you know, she is really close with her mom, which is great. I thought earlier in the episode, there was a moment where they caught on camera and they put it on the show where, you know, her and the mom are just sitting in the kitchen and Jennifer goes, "What's that smell?" And Olivia's like, she said something cute. She's like, "Oh yeah, we found some old broccoli, whatever, da 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 da." I thought that was like a pretty appropriate and like a cute moment to share on the show.
That was.
But yeah, no, you're right. She's kind of like a mini housewife on the show. Now she's even hosting events too.
Good point.
And taking first prize. But besides that, like, for, I agree 100% like what you just said, but the biggest thing with that for me was how she was talking about the dog with the bitch.
Right? I know. Like, wasn't that was that so funny?
If she, like, yes, it does mean female dog. Yes.
But it is a slang.
You can't be saying that because if she says that at school, she's going to be in trouble.
In trouble. Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
She's saying it because there's obviously, she said it in the past and there was a reaction. Like, you know, you hear a cute little girl say, bitch, you're going to laugh.
Yeah, of
you're
course,
uncomfortable
100%.
About it. You're,
well, I'm going to laugh because I'm going to think, holy shit, that's funny. That's honestly what I'm going to think because I grew up and in Italy, like a lot of countries like that, they still think it's funny when the kids are swearing when they're young, right?
So it's, of course.
It's a funny thing. It's a normal thing in North America. It's not. It's like, oh, goodness gracious. Like, oh, no, not that kind of language, right? But, like, so I get it that she said, but, yeah, it was just.
There was obviously some sort of, she said it at one point.
Yeah.
Everyone laughed. And I'm sure during the confessional when she was saying it, the producers were just cracking up, like, listening to her say it. Yeah, it is inappropriate for a kid to say it, but I don't know. She's like a cute little kid.
Yeah, she is.
It's kind of funny.
So fast forward a little bit further on when the women were sitting around and talking and doing a debrief and asking about the party. And then there was that awkward moment where they were filling Teresa in. All the housewives were filling Teresa in on the party. And then she said, oh, whose dog is Joe going to bring? And like,
which dog?
Or which dog is Joe going to bring? And yeah, I just thought
she said, that or is she going to bring Marge or the real dog?
Or the real dog.
Yeah, right, with Marge or the
dog.
That
was a total dick.
Totally.
Yeah. And you know what? She said it right on camera, expecting everyone to kind of
fall in line.
Fall in and be like,
laugh,
oh,
laugh. And
everyone's faces, they knew, like, they were trying to avoid looking at the cameras. Like, they were so, you could tell, they were like, oh my God, I don't know what to do.
Shock mode. Yeah.
Because the camera is watching me right mm-hmm. now. Like, the ladies now, they're so hyper aware of the mm-hmm. cameras watching them that you don't get, like, the full...
I feel like in really, the past, how they really want to
talk. Yeah, they're very, very cautious in front of the cameras now.
They're mm-hmm. past...
So you can see they're
past Bethany times, right?
What do you mean?
Like Bethany Frankel, times.
Right? What do you mean? What
on
happened?
On New York. Like, how she would be, like, on the show where she was really, like, said whatever, like, oh... stick this fork in your eye. Like, yeah. She was just like,
you know what, I never watched the Housewives franchise before Bethany.
Oh no.
But I bet that's a good one for me to go back and review.
Yeah, we should watch.
Because I see her on Instagram. Yeah. She's like crazy.
She's changed a lot since
she complains a lot on Instagram.
Yeah.
But she's mellower, believe it or not. That's what I think. I think she's mellower than she
was.
Oh
really?
Yeah, absolutely. She was pretty extreme. Yeah,
for sure. And then the other thing that I saw when they were all kind of the housewives are sitting around, and then Gia walked in,
mm-hmm.
and yes. she's like a total little soldier mm-hmm. and another mini housewife. Mm-hmm. And you know, and it's funny because they did a montage of her and her boyfriend and mm-hmm. where she feels she's going to go. Yeah. So I think they're kind of just setting that
prepping
up.
It.
She's a total mini housewife.
Yeah.
That's what that's what her dream is now, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think she's like going to end up being on the show. She'll have to.
And I don't know who the other one is. I never saw her before. Or am I forgetting her? Lena, the one who was talking.
No, that was just the hairdresser.
That was the hairdresser.
Yeah.
She's the one, she's obviously had some drama with Danielle.
Yeah.
I actually saw this on Instagram mm-hmm, mm-hmm. that she had done Danielle's hair.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle didn't pay. And then
didn't pay?
No.
Really?
She didn't pay for it. And then now I heard more drama on the show. Yeah, but based on what
did she not pay?
She didn't pay for the hair getting done.
Because she did a horrible job or because...
No, like she just didn't pay. I don't know. No, because
I've even paid when they've done a horrible job.
For an event. Mm-hmm, like it was an event. Oh, okay, da-da-da-da-da. I don't know, you know, what the background was, but mm-hmm, she mm-hmm. made some sort of post, or at least I think it was Lena. Maybe it was another hairdresser, which is even worse. But some hairdresser made a post on Instagram
mm-hmm.
and posted a picture of Danielle being like, oh, you know, at least I didn't get paid for this, but at least I can put it out there, you know, for some publicity.
Publicity, yeah.
I was like, yeah, basically, she didn't get paid for it. Like, she put it out there on Instagram. Shitty. And I think it was Lena, because she mentioned she didn't get paid for it. Mm-hmm, and then that whole thing with the charity event, too.
Hmm.
Weird. Yikes.
Yeah, that's weird. What'd you guys think about when, again, back with the women, when they were all talking? And this was kind of after the sit-down or the lunch that Jen Fessler and Rachel had. And Rachel had her breakdown. And she was explaining how she felt.
How hurt she was.
Exactly, how hurt she was.
Yeah.
But then, and I think she kind of went a little bit overboard.
Yes, she did. That's just my 100%. 100%.
But then
I get the hurt. But that's
I know. It was like extreme. On a whole other level,
like,
right?
What the fuck is that?
I know,
like,
I don't get it
total
either.
Total fucking breakdown.
But then what I didn't, okay, and I thought, okay, I just got over that. And then when Jen Fessler was kind of giving the girls a debrief, and then she was talking about exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And then had her own little slant on that with Rachel. And
I didn't like that.
Why the fuck would you do that? Why would she think that that would be okay?
Yeah. I
don't get it.
I didn't like that.
I didn't like that at all.
Yeah.
Me either.
Just kind of checking her there, right? Mm-hmm. Checking her under.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not nice.
Yeah. No.
And I do like Jen Fessler, right?
Me too.
But that was just, that was a shitty move.
I thought so too.
But I feel like she's unapologetic for certain things. And I feel that she definitely stands her ground on what she, you know, how she's going to do things. And she's not going to listen to anybody. And good for her on that, right? But Rachel was too much. Too much on the, you know, like, real meltdown about that. Because she can't control who people are going to be friends with, right? Like, yep. You have to accept it. If it's part of the show and they're friends, like, you know, as long as they're.
But even real life, it's not. Yeah, you know exactly. What? I might have a friend that, exactly. You know, you might not exactly. But like, our relationship is going to be different.
It's separate. It's different. Doesn't mean we have to all be together.
Yep.
Unfortunately, in this scenario, they do have to be together. So they see it. So that's what I guess irks Rachel more, because it's in her face. Mm-hmm. Right? It's one thing maybe if they're doing it quietly on the side, but when everybody's talking about it and it's right in your face, it's more difficult, I guess. But the part that I thought was worse about that was when I don't know if I misunderstood this, that she meant the husbands needed to talk. Now,
Louis,
I didn't understand
and
if that,
Sean?
Who are you talking about?
So the whole fight is between Louis and Jean because
of
Louis
what?
Or I think Jean, something to do with Instagram. I think Jean said something about Louis on Instagram. And then they just totally attacked Jean at that party for Jen Fessler's birthday party. But that's how this whole feud started. Louis attacked Jean, I believe.
I think there is a little bit more to that, because I think it goes back even
further.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I thought it goes back.
With the private investigator, remember?
All the way back to that, right? Yeah.
So from last season when they did the reunion and they were talking about the private investigator, and that Louis said, I've got this private investigator, and he looked at all you guys and I know all. So I think that's kind of where that started from.
You're right.
Yeah. So, yeah, like, but still, whether they talk or not.
And that's probably where Teresa got the dig about the drug dealer.
Because he probably ran a background check. I mean? That's really easy to do, right? Find out, okay, any charges, any whatever. And
yeah,
then...
so when you're 19 and you're charged with a drug crime, there's a record of it. So like, you're going to know. But the thing is why, like, what kind of dirt is that? That's not dirt.
Yeah, exactly.
That's bullshit.
And a lot of people in the past have done stupid things when they're young. Yeah. And you can turn it around.
But
and...
at 18, what is he now, 40?
Yeah, exactly.
Like...
Yeah. Yeah. Give me a break. I'm just trying to think. I'm looking at my... I made a couple of other notes here. Now I'm going to kind of fast forward a little bit to... And you guys cut me off anytime. So if you want to jump back or whatever. But I was going to... The one other point that I wanted to make was Bill and Joe, when they were at the charity event. And Joe and Bill seemed to be kind of buddy-buddy, and they were joking around, maybe not getting serious, because that's probably not the place to be serious.
Yeah.
And then Jennifer freaked on Bill and said, what are you doing? Now it looks like, you know, you're taking their side, and you're not supporting me anymore.
They're in Splitsville.
Yeah.
Really?
They're going to Splitsville too. That one's a long time
coming. You know what? So, I could see that.
That one's a long time coming. What boiling point is going to trigger him to say, fuck
him
off.
Or her?
That's enough.
You don't.
Yeah, him.
You know what?
Because he puts up with a lot with her. She's a
True.
Fucking pain
yeah.
in the ass.
She's
a fucking pain in the ass.
Yeah.
She has been from day one, and she fucking is annoying. I'm sorry.
No, she is.
Yeah.
No apology.
She is so insecure after...
Yeah.
That
about
whole
everything.
Thing, Margaret coming out with, you know, exposing the fact that everyone knew about the affair that he had.
Yep.
Since then, she's been so insecure, I think, and probably before then, but I don't really
then
remember
what happened
before.
Then she shouldn't have poked the bear.
And, you know, she's so insecure about that now she has to, like, kind of latch on to him. Like, you need to show everyone that we're a unit, we're together, we're this, we're that. That it's to the point that... She's pushing him away. Like, you can see he's, like, so uninterested in her.
But that's been a long
time.
But
you know what? There was some sort of conversation in a past season where she was talking to someone like, oh, if we get divorced, I'm taking half of everything.
Of course she is.
So I'm sure there's been conversations behind closed doors,
for sure.
off camera.
For sure.
Where she's 100%. Kind of threatening.
That's not
and
something
that's just
that's
speculation
come
on
out of
my,
left
my
field.
Part.
Yeah.
But just based on what I've seen, I can kind
you
of speculate
put it past,
that...
You couldn't put it past her. Like, that's not something... That's not a stretch. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure she said it to him, like, you know, I'm going to take, you know, everything that we've worked towards. I get half of it. And then I get, you know, alimony on top of it, this, that. Like, so there probably has been some conversation of splitting.
Yeah, for sure.
She's pulling all these, this is what's going to happen if we do split. Mm-hmm. So is that something you want to pursue? And he's probably like, fuck, like, no, not worth
but
it.
But at some point he will.
he probably will crack. When the kids are
he
older.
He will crack, right? Once, yeah. yeah. Maybe once the kids are maybe. Older, but... You know, because, I mean, before that came out, she was always, like, poking the bear, like Margaret, with Margaret being a home wrecker when she had her, you know, from when she was first got her jobs, you know yep. what I mean, when back when she was young, right? Like, a lot of stuff that she said and about affairs and stuff. So, you know, when yeah. that broke about her and Bill, you know, like, that was a, you shouldn't have been doing that to other people when you knew you had that in your closet.
Yeah.
Right?
That's so, a good point. You know what I mean? yeah.
Like, you just don't do shit like that. When you know you've got your own shit to deal with, that you're, you know, like, don't go poking other people and fucking making them look like shit. Because, again, not fair. Margaret was younger, whatever, you know what I mean?
It's a mistake.
Shit happens,
and it
kind of right?
sounds like she owns it. She's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, she this owns is how her it, past, right?
This is you what know, happened.
Everything. Because she did white. A book. I'm pretty sure she did a book. And, you know, like, because she's talked about everything, even with her mom, how everything, you know, she... She had a hard life with her mom, right? Mm-hmm. She was the mom, right?
You gotta hand it to her.
So, yeah. But, yeah, sorry. I feel like I'm sorry because you guys know how I am. I just always interrupt and then sideswipe.
No.
I jump off different to different
this
things.
This is
I
what we want.
Confuse how, fucking
what
people,
what was
right?
the point we were talking about? Yeah, actually, I'm so sorry. Into it. I'm into it. Don't worry.
Yeah, no. I'm
going
to
jump
to you. Go ahead.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm
going to
jump
not
to
so
there
nice.
We go.
My, like, what the fuck was that moment?
Tell me.
Was, and I hope this isn't the golden question.
That's okay, because I'm going to kind of.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't worry.
What the fuck was that with Teresa? What kind of fucking hello was that to your nephew? Do you see Melissa? What does Melissa say quietly
go
to her
say
son?
Hello.
You go say hello
to
your aunt. Be respectful. You keep the kids fucking out of it. But as an aunt, you don't fucking embrace your nephew who you say that you're this family, you grew up family, and you did, and you're raising your children family like that, and that's how you treat your nephew? Like, what the fuck was that?
But do you notice Teresa's little soldier, too?
Stupid?
And Gia did the exact same thing.
Well, Gia was at least a little bit more hands-on.
You know what? I don't even...
Teresa just fucking stood there. Like, are you... It was like...
She pursed her lips.
Yeah,
for
like,
the cheek.
Fuck me.
Could you imagine? She's watched him grow
horrible.
Up. That's your nephew. Can
yeah,
you
that's your fucking blood. Fuck, man. No,
like,
what a.
Tell me how you really feel.
What but what an impression to make still on a young adult.
Absolutely.
You
yeah.
know that's your blood. Right?
And he
that's
seems
your
like
family.
A nice little.
He's
he
a nice kid. They're
his
all
his eyes
fucking,
at his mom. He
no,
doesn't do anything.
Very,
his mom says, go say hello to your aunt.
Yeah,
he
goes just, he didn't
straight.
Question
That's
it.
All he does.
It wasn't
he
like,
doesn't
oh,
delay
no.
It,
so you
like,
know what that shows you.
Oh, I'm
you.
Awkward or
but
whatever.
But you know what that
no,
shows
straight
me?
Straight to her.
And sorry that I keep like talking like this.
You're good.
That shows me that I just fucking lost my train of thought. Because like it just shows me that the way he's being raised, it's behind the cameras is not any different. Do you understand? Like Gia, Melania, all of them. They're prepped more. It's like scripted almost with them on how they are in their behavior wise. Mm-hmm. But you know what I mean? So it comes out on camera. But his response to his mom was, like you said, no eye rolling, no nothing. Just straight away because he...
That's what I'm supposed
how
to do?
He's supposed
I'm
to,
gonna go
he's
do
being
it.
Raised. A good person, a good family member, a good nephew, right?
He seems like a good kid.
I don't
yeah,
know.
He does.
Like, that was just fucking horrid on Teresa's part. She should be ashamed of herself.
Maybe
the
they'll bring that
was,
up at the reunion.
You know?
Could be one of those things that they bring up at the reunion.
Shameful. Fuck me.
Yeah, no, that wasn't good.
Yeah, stone cold, man. Sorry.
No good.
No, actually, that's funny that you said that because that was one of the points I had written down too. Mm-hmm.
Sorry,
because
so
that was something that really struck me.
Yeah.
Because I'm always really fascinated between Melissa and mm-hmm. Teresa's feud.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like I don't know, like Teresa just you know.
Teresa brings her kids
says,
into it.
I'm all about family.
Yeah.
I'm this. I'm that.
No, you're
and
not.
Then she's
That's
not.
Your
she's
nephew.
Not. She really is
That's,
not.
He has nothing yeah, she really to do is not. With
Because then she
going
wouldn't
on.
Have pitted her kids against their uncle. She would have stood up to her kids and she would have said, you treat my fucking brother. The feud's between us. You treat him with respect. He's been good to you all your lives. You fucking treat him with respect. The way Gia talked to her, to Joe that
At
time.
At that party.
Like,
yeah, I know.
I fucking lost any respect I had for her, or her mom, all of them. That was just fucking
uncalled
for.
Well, I just look at the way that I was raised. And my mom had said that, like, we've gone into a place where we've gone to a party or we've gone mm-hmm, wherever. Mm-hmm. And she goes, I don't talk to that person. Mm-hmm. You go up
you
and
go,
you say,
yeah,
you
same.
Go and you say hello.
Same, 100%.
And that's it. 100%. Because it has nothing to do with me.
My mom, same.
Yeah, exactly.
That, or, you know, that's a fight between us. It's nothing to do. You show respect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's just a normal fucking thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that was like, yeah, that's just a lot.
What else you got there? Not so nice.
You got a nice little list.
I'll bet you. I'll bet you this is part of your golden question. I hope not again, right? I think Teresa was like kind of dumbfounded at the reaction to her comment. Did we already talk about this? Oh yeah, we did.
We did about, we did. The, about the dog.
Oh sorry,
and that's a good.
I forgot to cross it off.
That is a good one.
See, I got to cross it off. Yeah. Unanimous, yeah. No, that's all I got.
Really?
Okay. It looked like I had a lot,
you
know, but I got fuck
another
all.
Another slow yeah, episode. It was better
oh,
than
wait,
that.
Wait, I got
okay,
one more
do,
little
have one.
One
more. Okay, good. Go for it.
I should have put a star next to her.
Do you think this is the golden question?
I don't know.
We'll find out later on.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay, never mind.
Jackie's always been a little bit strange in how she speaks and whatnot, based on different situations, right? Mm-hmm. But I felt like tonight it seemed like she was almost like looking like she was losing it.
Yeah.
Is that just me?
Which part? Which part?
The part where
she was
with
arguing
Margaret.
With Margaret.
Oh, with Margaret, right. With Margaret.
And it was kind of over nothing. So she didn't get invited to Danielle's party.
Right. Yeah.
Whatever, boohoo. Yeah. You know you're not friends with her.
Yeah.
And then Margaret starts kind of arguing, and then Jackie goes, oh, you never stick up for me or whatever. And Margaret goes, excuse me, you didn't even check in on me. It was my ex-husband's, it was the anniversary of his death.
Yeah.
And you know what? Like, as a viewer watching that, if I was in that situation, I'd be like, whoop. If I was Jackie, I'd be like, sorry. Like, I didn't realize.
Yeah, exactly.
I just put my foot in my mouth, basically.
Yeah. She just glued.
Even if you still want to be a bitch at a later point, you should let your guard down. But
she didn't.
That,
she didn't.
That,
she just kept
you know,
going
reminder,
and going,
right?
Like, da 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 da. But she just wanted to argue for no point, basically.
Yeah.
Like, even at, like as a viewer watching that, it was like kind of like, what's the point of this conversation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're right. Maybe she's losing it a
little
bit.
Yeah, it just
bit.
Seemed just kind of like, I don't know.
She
just
she's,
looked like she was on the road to losing it.
A pit bull out to fight, but she doesn't even know what she's fighting for. Like, think about what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, I just thought that was, that's the only thing left that I had.
Nice. Well, I guess that's my turn then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So the first thing I have written on my list, and it was my favorite part of the episode, but it was actually Biscuit's birthday party. I loved that.
Mm-hmm.
Who here would have a birthday party like that for their pet? My hand goes way up.
I would.
For sure. What a fun
I don't
thing
know
to do.
To that extreme, but yeah.
But
yeah,
we don't have that money.
Just,
we don't have that
we don't
money.
Have that
it's
money
not our lifestyle. But
if I had the plastic surgeon money, for sure, I'd be throwing parties like that all the time.
Yeah. Go big or go home.
And it's really funny that they did a best dressed competition because I actually wrote before I saw that they were even doing that. Biscuit today was the best dress for me.
I like the
she
little
had
red
a matching outfit. Too,
I like the
right?
little red what riding hood though too.
Yeah, that was cute.
Oh, that was cute.
Yeah, that was cute.
Yeah,
that was cute.
I also wanted to mention. Okay, Dolores. I know her. Her daughter is a vet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, I'm shocked by how many like pets she has in the family.
Yeah, because she brings home
all those strays and stuff
does.
That. How cute.
She's
my
like,
favorite one was the one with the cocked head.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, how funny is that? Do you guys have a favorite? Do you remember?
For the pet?
For the dogs.
For the dogs?
Yeah.
From the competition or from the ones
either that... from the competition or the ones that Dolores listed. I love Dolores'
the one that she brought, the little Red Riding Hood, the little
that
dog.
That was a cute... That one was Lady.
Yes.
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 Yeah, I liked that one too.
Yeah.
I liked the dog... Well, I mean, the dog that was not so good looking, the one that kind of looked like he was a little bit scruffy.
Aww.
I liked that one because I thought, oh, poor guy.
Poor guy. Who was your favorite?
He's still cute.
Sugar.
Biscuit.
Biscuit?
Yeah, I wrote even before I saw that. I'm like, okay, best dressed. I got a little ahead of myself, but I put best dressed, Biscuit. Biscuit.
Good.
I have one more that I forgot to mention.
Go for it.
That kind of got me, I was a bit emotional about because it reminded me.
Oh, yeah.
When they
I know
moved
exactly
in,
what you're going to talk
when
about.
When they moved, the daughter, Melissa's daughter moved into the university because it just reminded me when my son first moved into university. And so it's a big thing, you know, that, you know, even though they're close, they're still far, right? They're not with you, right?
I think Delaware is quite that's a little bit further.
Yeah, no, I know.
From,
but for me,
New Jersey.
For me, an hour was far. Well, 40 minutes sometimes the way I drive. But it was only late. But it just reminded me.
It was sweet.
Yeah, it was
them
very,
dropping her
it,
off.
Yeah, it was very emotional. Very,
Joe,
very
emotional
sincere. You
was.
Could see how.
Oh,
how,
yeah.
You could see how hard it was, right? Like, even for the daughter, she was trying to be like, well, she's happy, she's going.
Well, it's back. On camera, but too, she, poor
but
girl.
But she was, you could see she was just, you know, emotional about it, right? Big change, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I'm glad Joe's already making friends with people because he's got people watching.
Yeah, he does.
Guaranteed, he's got everybody watching. Yeah, that's good.
My other point I wanted to talk about, and I think we did already comment on this, but I think Olivia is like the little mini housewife. She hosted her own event on the show. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. Come on, you can't be more of a housewife than hosting event is on here. The other thing I wanted to talk about was the charity event.
Yes.
I'm glad that they're putting it on the show because it looks like it got more publicity. And
made a lot of money. That's great.
Huge success. Yeah.
That's awesome.
200K, over 200K raised.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And that's a really great cause to
go to. And that's a big number in a year's time, right?
For sure. And I love that Dolores was playing for Gertie.
Yeah,
today.
That's really nice.
Isn't that sweet? Yeah, I didn't really know that they were friends.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they do a housewives trip, maybe, that they were together? No. I'm trying to think if they... They probably meet...
I don't know.
Well, you know, they have those meet
each other, the cons,
and,
the housewife.
They become,
housewife
exactly.
Things, right? Yeah.
They become
sure.
quite close, I'm sure, doing
all
those events together.
For sure.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it from me.
I'm coming to the end, too.
I'm coming to the end. I'm waiting for the golden question.
Yeah, me too.
All right. So today's golden question, and this is more of the golden discussion, but, and I know we kind of touched on this earlier, but Jen Fessler, everyone seems to care a lot about her friendships. You know, earlier in the episode, we saw her and Rachel arguing about, or not really arguing, but discussing her friendship with Teresa. And then later on, we saw, I think it was her and Margaret kind of arguing about something. I think it was just an argument, just to have an argument. But I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about that because, you know, we've been saying, you know, it's good, you know, she's kind of unapologetic, which we can all kind of admire.
Yeah.
When we look at it from Rachel's perspective, Rachel seems to kind of think of it as a betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you guys were kind of talking about it earlier where, you know, you didn't quite see her perspective. What I wanted to say was, you know, Rachel is quite young.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
She's only, I think they said she's 32. And we kind of need to look at her perspective a little bit more because... You know, this whole thing is happening with her husband. She's got a really young family.
Yeah.
So she's got, I think her son is like 10 years old. Her daughter is like 2 years old or something like that. Super young family. And then someone's kind of, you know, in some ways attacking her husband, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, bringing up things from his past, mm-hmm, that, you know, you kind of want to keep in the dark, you know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's never a good thing to mention, you know, someone has a past with dealing drugs or anything with criminal activity or anything, mm-hmm, like that. Even though that he doesn't do it anymore, yeah, you know, I think she's really on defense mode.
Yeah.
Because she's got a super young family. She, mm-hmm, obviously had this really great connection with Jen Fessler. Like, mm-hmm, you know, she said it in other episodes. She kind of sees her as a family member.
Yeah.
She said it in this episode too. Like, oh, I really see you as a family member. So I think that's why she got so defensive, mm-hmm, that she had gotten like all close, all buddy-buddy with Teresa. I do think she is still overreacting a little, yeah, bit.
It's more like teenage behavior than adult, no, behavior. No, you know, like, yes, she is,
you
still
know,
young.
You know,
she is young.
Still young, but so I really see it that, as she's but in just this hyperactive, I need to protect my family. Mm-hmm. I don't like these comments being said about my husband, mm-hmm, that kind of thing. So I do think she's overreacting, but I can kind of see it from her perspective, because if I was put in her shoes, I've got these super young kids.
Mm-hmm. You want to protect your family, right?
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't even think of it as protecting family. What I think, mm-hmm, is, have you ever had that where you've had a relationship with someone? I'm not talking like a partner, but more like, mm-hmm, a friendship.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you think that person is your ride and die. Yeah. Like, you know, they're with you, you're having a good time. Yeah. And then, mm-hmm, all of a sudden, that person says something that just kind of rocks you. Mm-hmm. And then what it does is it shakes that foundation, or, mm-hmm, it could. Maybe that's what happened with her. Like, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking, is that when you have someone that you trust, you confide in them, they're there for you all the time, and then all of a sudden they bring this perspective, or they have an opinion that comes out of nowhere, that comes out of left field, and, mm-hmm, it's like, what the fuck? Where did that come from? Mm-hmm. Why did I even trust you? Because, mm-hmm, I've put myself out there and you hurt me. And I said, mm-hmm, I think maybe that's where it's coming from, is I think that, yes, that's kind of the way that I see that. Mm-hmm, is it, mm-hmm, a little bit more childish? Maybe she just doesn't know how to express herself in, mm-hmm, in a maybe a more adult way, or a more, mm-hmm, Jen Fessler way. Because really, if you think about it, Jen Fessler could probably be your mother,
yeah,
right? Like, that's what it is, right? So that's why Jen Fessler doesn't get that. Like, there's that disconnect, right? Because, mm-hmm, you've got the age, and you've, mm-hmm, got the experience.
Yeah.
And for her, that's the way that I thought of it, is that, mm-hmm, she just feels that hurt, and like, you know, like, you're right, she's got all those things going on in her life, and then her family history, mm-hmm, her medical history and everything else, and then on top of all of that, your really close friend isn't siding with you, and I think that's the way that she sees it, that, you know, that's what I think.
That's a good perspective.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Okay.
There we go. That's my psychological analysis on.
That's your reel on the reel.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of what I think. That's all. But you know what? She's strong, and she's gonna come around, and she'll get over that. It'll be fine. I'm sure it'll be fine. It's not gonna be like.
It'll be fine until she finds out that Jen Fessler then chucked her under.
Oh, under the bus, right? And that, yeah, right.
Because that's kind of, oh, yeah. I get that, right. And I feel really bad for Rachel. I think she's too emotional about it. I think she needs to detach herself from it, because it's still.
But does that come? Does that opinion come from the fact that you try to detach from things? What do you think?
Do I?
I don't know, but that's like, if you think about it, right? Because everybody's different, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's the whole thing.
It's, I, like, think I if I lose somebody's trust, I think I give with all my heart.
But if you lose that trust, they're dead.
And if
dead to
and
you,
I,
right?
I give, and I'm honest, and like, I'm 100%, and I stand on my.
But what
myself.
Happens if someone
so
comes
if
and
someone,
says something?
If someone burns me, or makes me like feel like I can't trust them, or does something like this in this situation, yeah, I would probably shut it down.
Shut it down, and be more careful.
Be way more careful.
Yeah, and that's
I could, yeah, if I had to, because of whatever the situation. I can be fucking cordial in whatever fucking situation you put me. I will be respectful, cordial, everything, but I won't give a fuck, and you're done for me. If you push so it that, to that
so
level.
So let me just see, is that the more adult way to handle it?
No, because for the most part, you can always find that balance where you can forgive, because if it was something, nothing really that big,
yeah.
you can let it go. So every situation is different,
yeah.
right? In this case with Rachel and Jen, I'd have to say that I think Rachel is the one who's a little bit on the exaggerated side, because that's, you know, like, I get it that she's said that and that, you know, she's got, you know, it hurt your family, right? But
well, that it's actually, not that what Jen did didn't hurt her family.
Well, hurt.
But it just hurt her feelings.
Hurt her feelings.
Teresa, yeah, it didn't hurt her family.
Yes. Sorry. Yes. So.
And that's why it kind of even makes you, like, I kind of want to look at it from her perspective.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, it's like.
Yeah, it's not Jen who did it. That's right. Sorry, I was like focusing on the two.
Didn't really.
Yeah, it's not Jen who did it. It's Teresa who did it.
She's making it kind of seem on the show. Like, it's like Jen did this.
Yeah, she didn't.
This wrong to you.
Yeah, she didn't.
She didn't really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like I said, that's where I think it's coming from. She's hurt.
That's a really good perspective.
Yeah, she's hurt. Yeah, definitely she's hurt.
By it.
Yeah. But she can't control her with what she does with Teresa, right? So, yeah. But back to pointing that in my direction of how, no, I cut off if they're really bad. And usually it's one strike, two strikes, three, you're fucking
you're
done.
Out.
But you're not so back nice. In. Fuck what off. If you were on some sort of show like this where you do have to be around
then
them?
Yeah, so then she's got to deal with it. She's got to deal with it.
If but someone's see, paying me, I'll deal with it. How about
yeah,
that?
Fair
yeah,
fair enough.
Someone's
yeah,
paying
that's
me,
a
I'll
good way to look
it
at
too.
It.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. Good point there. It was a golden discussion.
Yeah, that was a golden discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah, my apologies question. Again if I get sidetracked and go in the wrong fucking direction. I tend to do that.
No, all good.
You're good.
Yeah.
Anything else for today, ladies?
No, I think that's it.
I'm looking forward to next week. The
Me too.
The little trailer for next week looks like we're finally going to get into it.
The preview, yeah, it did look a little spicy. All right. Well, this is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And Not So Nice.
And that was our Reel on the Reel.